Welcome to Stitchology, where we craft with intention, guided by God's grace. I am Pastor Tina Krog, and this episode of the Easter Blooms devotional is on Genesis 21. Today's devotion comes to us from Pastor Angel Jackson of St. Jacob's Lutheran Church in North Canton, Ohio. Learn more about Pastor Angel at the end of this episode.
Genesis chapter 21, verses 2 and 8 through 21 from the Common English Bible. She became pregnant and gave birth to a son for Abraham when he was old, at the very time God had told him. The boy grew and stopped nursing. On the day he stopped nursing, Abraham prepared a huge banquet. Sarah saw Hagar's son laughing, the one Hagar the Egyptian had borne to Abraham. So she said to Abraham, "Send this servant away with her son. This servant's son won't share the inheritance with my son Isaac." This upset Abraham terribly because the boy was his son. God said to Abraham, "Don't be upset about the boy and your servant. Do everything Sarah tells you to do, because your descendants will be traced through Isaac. But I will make of you, your servant's son, a great nation too, because he is also your descendant." Abraham got up early in the morning, took some bread and a flask of water, and gave it to Hagar. He put the boy in her shoulder sling and sent her away. She left and wandered through the desert near Beersheba. Finally, the water in the flask ran out, and she put the boy down under one of the desert shrubs. She walked away from him, about as far as a bowshot, and sat down, telling herself, "I can't bear to see the boy die." She sat at a distance, cried out in grief, and wept. God heard the boy's cries, and God's messenger called to Hagar from heaven and said to her, "Hagar, what's wrong? Don't be afraid. God has heard the boy's cries over there. Get up, pick up the boy, and take him by the hand, because I will make of him a great nation. Then God opened her eyes, and she saw a well. She went over, filled the water flask, and gave the boy a drink. God remained with the boy. He grew up, he lived in the desert, and became an expert archer. He lived in the Paran desert, and his mother found him an Egyptian wife.
I don't know how to make sense of the story of Hagar. In a little side confession, this is at least the fifth time I've started this devotion. I struggle with this story on so many levels and with so many of the details. But this round, I keep coming back to desperation. What Hagar must have been feeling. The life of an enslaved woman is never truly secure, but Hagar had had a child, Abraham's child, Ishmael, the much longed for firstborn of his old age. Abraham finally had an heir. Hagar must have hoped that this would at least mean her child was cared for. and maybe by extension herself. But then Sarah had her miraculous child, Isaac. And for a while, these two sons of Abraham, Ishmael, and Isaac coexisted, even possibly played as brothers. But on this special day, as they celebrate Isaac's weaning, probably at around 3 years old, something in Sarah snaps, and she is afraid the presence of Hagar's son will put her own son's future in jeopardy. So Sarah tells Abraham to get rid of Hagar and Ishmael. Abraham is torn, and in a bizarre turn of events, God tells Abraham to listen to Sarah. Abraham hands Hagar a loaf of bread and a skin of water and sends her out into the desert with her child. And inevitably, the food and worse, the water run out. And she's desperate. She's out of options. So Hagar leaves her son under a bush and walks a little distance away. Her love won't allow her to leave him completely, but she can't stand to hear his cries of thirst or to watch him die. And in her desperation, she throws herself down and sobs. She is at the end of her rope. She can't see any way this story ends other than grief and despair. Most of us have been there. Even if our story doesn't look like Hagar's. But then a voice comes from heaven. God has heard the boy's cries. A heavenly messenger says, "Get up, pick the boy up. I will make of him a great nation." And God opens Hagar's eyes, and she sees a well. Has it been there all along? Did her desperation blind her? Oh, in many ways, that seems more tragic. Or did God provide it miraculously? Who knows? In any case, they drink. They are saved, and Hagar has what she needs to bring the boy up in the desert. And he becomes a great nation, but a nomadic nation, and a nation adjacent to Israel, and actually connected to Egypt. Of all places. I really struggle with this story. Where God is in the midst of it, what a mess we humans make in our own lives and in the lives of other humans. All the injustices we instigate, perpetuate, don't step in to stop. The way the most vulnerable among us bear the brunt of the evil of the world. And why God doesn't instantly step in and right every wrong. Turns out my struggles with the Hagar story are the same struggles I have hearing the news and the stories of my family, friends, and neighbors. And I really don't have any answers. But the part that sticks out to me today is God hears. God hears the cry by the baby Ishmael. God hears the weeping, the heartbreak of Hagar. God hears. God knows and God cares. That I can say for certain about the desperation, the pain, the injustice we see in our own reality. God hears, God knows, and God cares. God shows up somehow, sometimes in miraculous solutions, sometimes in slow turnarounds, sometimes in opening our eyes to wells of water, relief that was already there, sometimes only in sitting and weeping with us. But God hears. We don't get it in this reading. It's earlier in the Abraham and Hagar story, the first time that Sarah casts Hagar out. when she is pregnant with Ishmael. Hagar is also wandering in the desert at this point without water. That time an angel of God comes to her and tells her to return. But in that story, Hagar names God, the first person to do so in the Hebrew Bible. Hagar calls God the living one who sees. When the world makes no sense, when injustice seems rife, when desperation has blinded us to any way forward, God sees. God hears. Holy God, I struggle to understand. Not just Hagar's story, but our human story. I don't know what you are doing. I don't always know what you want of me. I often can't see a path forward. Thank you that you see, you hear, you care. Amen.
We are so glad that you joined us for this episode of the Easter Blooms devotional. Special thanks to Pastor Angel Jackson for providing today's devotion. Pastor Angel ministers alongside the folks of St. Jacob's Lutheran Church in North Canton, Ohio. She has a Master's of Divinity degree from the Lutheran School of Theology at Chicago and a Master's of Social Work from the University of Chicago. She is passionate about working to create healthy Christian community. Her other callings include parenting, knitting, and bird watching. Thank you also to Sophia Jackson for serving as our liturgist today. Sophie is a sophomore who serves on the high school debate team, is an avid reader and cosplayer. Our music today was entitled Come Thou Font of Every Blessing and is by Oleg Kirilkov. If you enjoy what you've heard today and want to support the podcast, consider becoming a patron on our Patreon. Your contribution helps us keep this ministry going.